complete shock. Complete shock yesterday when I brought up the name Alec Baldwin and you said, who?
Well, I mean, you people act like this is shocking to you that I don't know who certain famous people are. It's
no,
not...
we don't act like it. It was absolutely shocking. You not know who, it was almost infuriating that you not know who Alec Baldwin is. And oh, by the way, you did not get backed up on your Facebook like you usually do.
Well, some people called and said that they didn't know who he was either.
No one called and said that.
What? Yeah, and people on Snapchat, some people said like five.
All right. Would you say that's an A-list celebrity, Chris?
Yes, absolutely. He's a legend. He's been around forever. And you watch TV like every day.
Alec Baldwin, but she only watches the crap shows.
I watch reality TV. It's real life TV.
Yeah, it's real life.
Teen Mom, I can name you all the people on Teen Mom. Real World, Road Rules, Challenge,
you just
anything.
Told me it's real life, and you're calling reality TV real life?
My Big Fat Fabulous Life, I can tell you Whitney Thor, she's on there.
All right, let me tell you this right now. Here's a couple of Alec Baldwin lines that everybody knows. One, he was the Capital One guy for a while.
Frustrating, isn't it? But that won't happen with the Capital One Venture Card. You can book any airline, anytime. What's in your wallet? It's okay. I've played a pilot before.
Never heard of him? Oh, do you know what Capital One is?
Yes.
All right, just want to make sure.
I love to shop.
Long came Polly.
This Van Lu has a reputation as a cowboy. Apparently, he's one of these extreme sports nuts. This is why... You're the only one I can trust with these jobs.
All right. I've seen the movie. I don't even know
most famous movie he probably was in, Beetlejuice.
You tell them that we are horrible, desperate, ghoulish creatures who will stop at nothing to get our house back.
All right.
I've seen that movie.
But you don't know who the guy is.
No.
He's one of the ghosts.
Was he Beetlejuice?
No, he wasn't Beetlejuice. He was one of the ghosts. Was he Beetlejuice?
I don't know. I'm just trying to decipher.
All right, here we go. I'm going to give you five opportunities to get this correct and tell me who they are, okay? You got to get 3 out of 5 or there will be a punishment, and I got a good one for you.
Okay.
Let me know if you're ready.
I'm ready.
Oh, jeez.
First person with the best celebrity quiz that you should know. Who is Bob Saget?
Oh, Full House, the dad. He also hosts an America's Funniest Home Videos.
Wow, out of the gate. That's great. Bob Saget, you should know that.
Thank you.
Who is Ted Cruz?
Oh, crap. This sounds like I know who this is.
Oh, my God. You should. He was very popular. He was on TV even, like, a lot 2 years ago.
All I can think of is the movie Ted with the bear. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I can't think Ted Cruz. I don't know.
You know, there's a level of ignorance.
You know, off the top of my head, I don't know. Okay? So don't sit here and call me ignorant.
Would you like to Google him right now?
Yes, and I'll tell you if I know who he is. Hang on a second.
Well, it's going to show you what it is.
No,
but
I know,
anyway.
But like if I've seen his face before.
Go to images then.
Oh, he's a senator? God, that does not make me a senator.
Not only that, he's a Texas senator, and he was a presidential candidate.
I knew I'd seen his name in our content emails. That makes sense now. All right, fine, whatever.
Okay. Here's the next one, so you're 1-1.
Okay.
What is Prince Charles' little brother's name? There's two princes.
Like the England people? The British people? Harry. Prince Harry.
There you go. Yay! Prince Harry is correct. Like the British people?
Yeah, you know what I mean.
No, all the princes that we have here in San Antonio.
Sure, this isn't some kind of rigged thing. You guys are always trying to throw me off.
Are any of these rigged, Chris? These are all public knowledge, right?
I'm just making sure.
That's awesome.
The thing is, it's an old saying that my dad used to tell me, common sense is not common.
Hey, you either have common sense or book smarts. I never said which one I had.
Who is Alex Trebek?
Oh, he's the host of Jeopardy?
There you go.
Yeah, take that.
Woo! Here we go. One more.
Okay.
Coach Pop is his nickname.
Stop.
Coach Pop is his nickname.
Okay.
What is his What is his real name?
Greg Popovich.
There you go.
Thank God.
Love of God.
You're saved. Thank God. We're saved.
You want a bonus? You want a bonus one?
Yeah, hit me.
Who's Daniel Radcliffe?
Oh, he was Harry Potter.
Wow.
What?
See, you guys, take that. Because Harry Potter, like, duh, everybody knows about Harry Potter.
So who did you not know? You had no idea who Ted Cruz was. That was
most
that the
important.
Only one?
You know Harry
President's
Potter.
President's a You know who Harry Potter is.
Presidential candidates.
Do you have one, Chris? Do you want to throw in here? You had a couple on there I think you sent me.
Yeah, who was Beetlejuice? What actor was Beetlejuice?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, wait.
He was Beetlejuice. He was in The Other Guys.
No,
he's,
I don't know.
He was Batman. He's the original Batman.
That Michael Christian Bale guy?
Michael Keaton.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know Michael Keaton.
I don't know. You don't care. If it doesn't interest Beth, it doesn't matter in the world.
99% of the time, that's accurate.
It doesn't matter to Beth in the world. She doesn't want to learn anything new. She's plateaued her learning ability.
I learn new things all the time about myself. You know, I'm not always right. I learned that.
Well, just this year.
I know.
And you're 31 years old. That's such a good... You know what? You should run for mayor in this city because you can do no wrong.
I love everyone in San Antonio. Thank you. I'm waving. Thank you. We had
six people probably call and tell me, JR, you're wrong about this because it's not Prince Charles. It's Prince William's little brother is Prince Harry. Prince Charles' little brother's name's Prince Andrew. Guys, I said it wrong.
Okay. I had it written down.
Yes. I said it wrong.
That's the beauty of being.
The fact is, we are enabling Beth here. You are missing the complete point.
No, you're not. All right?
Yes, you are.
No.
The fact that you don't know who Tom Hanks is and what movies he's been in, and you don't know who Ted Cruz is, who's one of the most famous politicians in the last year, which is very president. I didn't give you some random senator.
Hey, I had to get 3 out of 5 right, and I'm pretty sure I got it right, so that's all that matters. Thank you to the people of San Antonio for having me back.
I love that you have your back. And her answer to who is Prince Charles was, who, you mean the British people?
Yeah.
The England people.
I'm just making sure.
The England people? You're talking about that? The England people?
I had to clarify that I was, you know, answering the right question.
Were you not caught up in the royal wedding and the royal family?
Yeah, that's why I was clarifying, because I didn't know that y'all two would think of some British people to ask me about.
They're the most famous people in the world.
I understand.
They're not actors. I said A-list celebrities is what I said.
Oh, okay.
But thank you, everybody, for calling in and enabling Beth for not knowing who these people are.
Thanks, guys.
She can do no wrong. Chris, listen, dude. Am I on my own right here?
No, I'm with you 100%. The fact that she couldn't even name Tom Hanks in a movie.
You know what?
Not one movie.
There are things that I'm known for, guys, like sloths and hot Cheetos. Like, knowing A-list celebrities is just not one of them, and I'm okay with that. I don't know why you guys can't be okay with this.
I'm just shocked. Watch so much TV, too. Yeah. Alec Baldwin.
I don't watch real series. I watch reality TV. You know, we all have things that we enjoy, right?
Yesterday was so infuriating that you didn't know who Alec Baldwin is. All right, well, I'm going to let it go. I'm going to decompress. Thank you again, by the way, everybody, for calling in and only focusing on one thing.
I got your back, man. A correction of the royal family. He had it written down correctly. For the record, as producer, he had it right.
Prince Charles. Prince Andrew.
This is a great day.
And then Prince Charles' son is Prince William, and his little brother is Prince Harry. Thank you, everybody.
I haven't been this happy.
What's so funny is JR probably could identify most celebrities better than all three of us combined.
That's what I'm saying. And it wasn't a rigged game. It wasn't a rigged game. I was trying to help her out and see where she was at.
This is amazing. This is the best part of my day. My day has been made, thank you, to people in San Antonio.
Someone said I couldn't pull over fast enough to correct you. It's like, ma'am, you're missing the point.
Best day ever.